And we want to continue our coverage of the developments in Egypt. Let's go to Qatar first, though. With us now is Mustafa Sawag. He's a director of news in Al Jazeera's Arabic channel. Mustafa, good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
We have reports that in this crackdown in Egypt on journalists, they arrested six of your journalists, then released them, but retained their equipment, their cameras and other things.
Yes, actually, this is just a continuation of what the authorities in Egypt have been doing with the media and particularly with Al Jazeera. They closed down our office yesterday and withdrew the accreditation from our journalists. And today, they arrested six of our journalists from the English channel, but they released them later on, and they kept the camera with them. So, yeah, this is a continuation of trying to prevent Al Jazeera from providing people with what's going on the ground.
Well, in fact, authorities with the Egyptian government have blamed your network, have blamed Al Jazeera for actually instigating the protests that have been going on for the past 7 days in Egypt. What's your response to that?
Well, Al Jazeera is like any other media outlet. It reports what's going on. It provides the audience with the realities of the ground. We are not a part of this of what's going on in Egypt. We are just reporting. The question is that some governments don't like the people to know what's going on because knowledge is power, and they don't want to empower the people with the knowledge. We are very willing to listen to the Egyptian government or any other institution to tell us what did we do that is not happening. What did we do to incite violence or anything else? We didn't start the protests of the people. People started, and we are just reporting. We have been reporting, trying to be as accurate and as balanced as possible. That's all. I mean, if you are covering a war. If you are covering a war and you tell people what happened, you are not inciting the war. You are not participating, pushing for the war. You are just reporting. The same thing with this.
Indeed. And Al Jazeera has been a great source of information here. But Mustafa Sawag from Al Jazeera, I mean, you're wholly owned by the Emirate of Qatar. And I'm wondering if you would be as free to report political protests on the streets of Doha or in Abu Dhabi or even in Saudi Arabia.
Certainly, if something like happened the way it is happening in Egypt or the way it happened in Tunisia, we will be there and we will be reporting it. The question is that you don't report something that doesn't exist. A lot of people talk about, how about what's going on in Qatar? And we usually ask them, what happened in Qatar that we didn't report? It's if you don't have something worth of reporting on Al Jazeera, which deals with issues that have some international importance, some regional importance, etc. We don't report anything because there's no time for it on Al Jazeera. But if something happened, yes, we do. We do report it.
One last quick question for you, Mustafa Sawag of Al Jazeera, that your network has been calling for people to send in their reports through blogs and phone calls. Have you been getting responses from the Egyptian people?
We have been getting great responses. We have been calling on people who can provide us with pictures and with information. That is after the government closed down our office. That's because we want to get information from within the country, regardless of what the government tried to do. This is the new media. It's not something that any government can stop. They can make it a little bit slower, but it would go on. However, we never broadcast anything till we check it. The accuracy again and again and again, and we have so much stuff that we don't put on because we don't have a way to be sure of it.
The new media certainly has been helping in any way communications during the protests in Egypt. That's Mustafa Sawag, director of news in Al Jazeera's Arabic channel.
No, it's interesting that they turned off the new media in Egypt and it brought people into the
exactly.
Exactly.
Also with us is Salameh Nemat, a Jordanian journalist and political analyst, former Washington bureau chief for the International Arab Daily Al Hayat. Good morning, Salameh.
Good morning.
I'm wondering, as you watch from across the border, across a couple borders there in Jordan, if there are concerns there or around the region about how this, what the direction the Egyptian protests will take and how it will affect the countries that border Egypt.
Yes, there is great concern, obviously, among you know, governments as well as people that things may go out of control in Egypt. As we know, the president has appointed a vice president. He may be preparing to step down, but the appointee, that is the vice president, Mohammed, Omar Suleiman, is a pillar of the Egyptian regime, and the people are not happy to see the regime changing faces. They would like to see a complete overlooking and a new democratic to be set up. The question is if at one point move in to crush the revolt, or will it actually remove the head of state and his vice president and establish a transition government. It is too early to tell, but there's no doubt, there's great concern as to where things will go from here.
Well, it sounds like we have a kind of a sketchy line there from your home in Jordan, but very quickly, Mohammed Al-Baradei talked about a new, completely new attitude that Tunisia had changed the mindset of the people of Egypt and made it possible for them to dream of independence. Do you think that's reserved to Egypt? I mean, we've seen Tunisia inspiring other people. Is this something that could spread around the Arab world?
Well, there is no doubt that the, you know, this political earth that started, you know, in Tunis and spread to Egypt has shaken the region, especially autocratic or authoritarian regimes here, who are worried that this democracy virus, if you like, might spread to their countries. Of course, to varying degrees, we can say all the regimes in the region are the same. There are countries that allow more freedom of expression, more accountability, if you like, for the regime than others. But there is no doubt there are regimes that are very worried and they're beginning to take steps to try to contain public anger and probably avoid the fate of Tunisia and Egypt. However, having said that, we must keep in mind that the regime is still in place in Tunisia, and the same is in Egypt. The head of state may have stepped down or just, you know, changed position, offering some kind of political concession.
We have no idea what that means for the future. Salameh Nemat, Jordanian journalist and political analyst.